Okay, let us now see how you can get started with ARIS. You first log into your virtual machine. Here I have a virtual machine called V109. Okay, here it is. First of all, you will need to have access to the documentation for ARIS. So let us have a look at it. You have start here, programs. Then you move to ARIS platform, to documents, and the most important document or the most comprehensive one is the method manual PDF file. Here it is. Okay, this is a huge document, as you can see, lots of pages, but you only need to read a few of them in the beginning here, where primarily this chapter on process chain analysis and modeling with the views. But this is good for reference. Now let us go into the actual ARIS system, and you can start it in different ways. You can take it from the start menu here, or you also have a shortcut here on the desktop. Let us take it from here, programs, ARIS platform, ARIS Business Architect 7.0. Here it is. Okay, it will take a few seconds here to start up, but here it is. And what you're mainly going to use is, or essentially only, is the designer. So let me click on this one. Here on the top, you will see a small navigation structure. There are two so-called top databases here, two databases, one local and one that is called at the same name as the virtual machine, V109. And it's recommended that you use this one, V109, when you create your own models, because if you do that, several people can be logged in at the same time towards the same database and manipulate it at the same time. But anyway, let me also show this local one and this local database. And I try to open it by clicking here on the plus. It takes a little time, it should start the database system. Okay, here it is. And let us look at demo 70. Now it will ask for some user and password. It is system that is user, and here you just write manager for password. Next and finish. Okay, now you have access to this database, and under the database we have a number of groups, which are essentially folders. Here is a main group. Under that one there are some more groups, and there are also models. Let us look at one of these models, namely this United Motors group start model. And this one shows a top model in ARIS. It gives its the so-called ARIS house, which shows the organizational structure, data, processes, functions, application systems, products and services that together provide enterprise models of an organization. Now we are not going to use everything in your exercises and in your project assignment, but it's good here to spend some time browsing around and see what this ARIS provides as a whole in this example. And you can, for example, start to look at the different processes that exist. Then you can drill down at this little triangle. So let us double click that one. Then we get to a number of processes here. You also see that it changed here up to the left in the navigation bar, so you see where you are inside this entire structure. Here we have then a number of processes for this organization, and you can continue drilling down. Some of these processes don't have anything beneath them, but some have. For example, you can drill down into this one by clicking here. And then you get some more details. Okay, I will not spend any more time on showing this example. It will be much more rewarding if you do it yourself. But as I said, ORIS is really a huge system, and in the project assignment you are not expected to use many of the different models, essentially only three of the different models. You're free to experiment with some more if you would like to, but you're required to do only three of them. So let us just briefly look at what are the three models that you are to use. Okay, let us then open this one, V109. Here I have a small example, Caterer it's called. Now I have to log in again, and again it is System and Manager. Okay, and here we have a main group, this database, Caterer, and there we have data, functions, organization, and processes. And we will just look at functions, organization, and processes here in the next small videos. And these are what you are required to work on in the project assignment. Okay, let us now see how you can get started with ORIS. You first log into your virtual machine. Here I have a virtual machine called V109. Okay, here it is. First of all, you will need to have access to the documentation for ORIS. So let us have a look at it. You have Start here, Programs, then you move to ORIS Platform, to Documents, and the most important document, or the most comprehensive one, is the Method Manual PDF file. Here it is. Okay, this is a huge document, as you can see, lots of pages, but you only need to read a few of them in the beginning here, primarily this chapter on process chain analysis and modeling with the views. But this is good for reference. Now let us go into the actual ORIS system, and you can start it in different ways. You can take it from the Start menu here, or you also have a shortcut here on the desktop. Let us take it from here. Programs, ORIS Platform, ORIS Business Architect 7.0. Here it is. Okay, it will take a few seconds here to start up, but here it is. And what you mainly are going to use is, or essentially only, is the designer. So let me click on this one. Here on the top you will see a small navigation structure. There are two so-called top databases here, two databases, one local and one that is called at the same name as the virtual machine, V109. And it's recommended that you use this one, V109, when you create your own models, because if you do that, several people can be logged in at the same time towards the same database and manipulate it at the same time. But anyway, let me also show this local one and this local database. And I try to open it by clicking here on the plus. It takes a little time, it should start the database system. Here it is. And let us look at Demo 70. Now it will ask for some user and password. It is system that is user, and here you just write manager for password. Next and finish. Okay, now you have access to this database, and under the database we have a number of groups, which are essentially folders. Here is a main group. Under that one there are some more groups, and there are also models. Let us look at one of these models, namely this United Motors group start model. And this one shows a top model in ARIS. Oh, sorry. It gives its the so-called ARIS house, which shows the organizational structure, data, processes, functions, application systems, products and services that together provide enterprise models of an organization. Now we are not going to use everything in your exercises and in your project assignment, but it's good here to spend some time browsing around and see what this ARIS provides as a whole in this example. And you can, for example, start to look at the different processes that exist. Then you can drill down at this little triangle. So let us double-click that one. Then we get to a number of processes here. You also see that it changed here up to the left in the navigation bar. So you see where you are inside this entire structure. Here we have then a number of processes for this organization. And you can continue drilling down. Some of these processes don't have anything beneath them, but some have. For example, you can drill down into this one by clicking here. And then you get, some more details. Okay, I will not spend any more time on showing this example. It will be much more rewarding if you do it yourself. But as I said, ARIS is really a huge system, and in the project assignment, you are not expected to use many of the different models, essentially only three of the different models. You're free to experiment with some more if you would like to, but you're required to do only three of them. So let us just briefly look at what are the three models that you are to use. Okay, let us then open this one, V109. Here I have a small example, Caterer it's called. Now I have to log in again, and again it is System and Manager. Okay, and here we have a main group in this database, Caterer, and there we have data, functions, organization, and processes. And we will just look at functions, organization, and processes here in the next small videos. And these are what you are required to work on in the project assignment.